Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends and to the Galapagos Islands. All this whole show, that's all I've talked about is the Galapagos Islands, and my friend Miguel, who is actually my tour guide and naturalist on board the ship, the Sea Star, when I went on my tour of the Galapagos Islands. Now, I'm telling you, this is a great tour. So if you've been dreaming about this, you do need to go over to latintrails.com and really start planning your vacation as well. Because I'm telling you, it would be one that would be filled with animals that you can only find in the wild that you can get that close to, really on the Galapagos Islands. And the other thing, too, that I haven't mentioned is really the A1 service and the fantastic, magnificent crew that was on board my ship. I mean, everything from, you know, 3 meals a day to turn down service, checking your cabin, you know, throughout the day. I mean, it was just fantastic service. And the food was great, delicious, local dishes. We had everything from local fish to pork dishes that are local traditions there in Ecuador. So much great food. And then the service that went along with it, perfect. Now, all of the meals are included on this particular tour. However, alcoholic beverages are not. So you need to bring along a little bit of cash if you are planning to have a beer or some wine with your dinner or with your meal. Now, a little bit more about the cabins as well. I had a balcony, and all of the cabins have balconies. That's another part of it being luxurious. So you can watch the sunrise, the sunset. You can sit on your balcony and watch as you come into the different islands or pass by some of the islands, because you know there are quite a few of the Galapagos Islands that are out there. And it's just a magnificent way to really get the feel and get yourself really connected in more ways than just only getting off of the ship, but being on the ship and feeling connected to everything that's around you as well. Just sitting on that balcony, it was perfect. Now, Latin Trails provides a very, very special Galapagos experience. And like I said, both on board in that luxurious room sitting on the balcony or off the ship on the tours that Miguel has talked about. So again, check out their website and start planning that vacation now. But now I want to talk a little bit too, since we're talking about cruises and we're talking about such a big vacation as this, because as you probably know, going to the Galapagos Islands isn't, you know, your budget trip. I mean, it's more of that luxurious dream trip that you're putting aside money to do at a special time, maybe after you retire, or maybe a big vacation that you have coming up. So my strong suggestion is that you look at travel insurance. And you know, my friends over at Allianz Travel Insurance, they are my buddy. I don't go anywhere without having them come along with me to take all the worry out of my vacation so I can just have all the fun. So I would say you definitely want to do that, especially on a big trip like this. And the reasons why are three reasons, really. The first one being trip cancellations. And trip cancellations, I mean, when that happens with cruises and cruise ships, I can tell you they have very, very strict cancellation policies. And refunds are really prorated if you're going to get anything at all based on the number of days before your departure. So you really want to get that travel insurance so that any of those prorated rates that you get back or fees that you get back, you're getting the most that you can and the best that you can. So travel insurance really helps you sort through getting some of those benefits as well as getting some assistance with the type of coverage you need in case you have to cancel your trip. And now trip delays are another challenge as well with cruises, because with trip delays, the cruise ship isn't waiting. So if your flight is delayed or if you're delayed somehow getting to that ship, that could be a real problem. And that is the truth now, because we think a lot of times that everything's going well and I haven't canceled the trip, but something could come up where you actually have a delay. So travel insurance comes in very handy there as well. If there's a delay, you want to have the option of being compensated for the amount of time that you're delay getting to the ship. And also too, what are the next steps? How are you going to actually go from point A to point B to catch up with your cruise? And then finally, the third thing, the reason why I'm promoting something like travel insurance here on a Galapagos trip is because of the medical emergencies. The Galapagos Islands are a far distance from the mainland. I'm telling you, you're kind of out there in the middle of the ocean. So if there is an emergency, you want to have a plan to get you to the best medical care as quickly and as fast as possible. So if when you're thinking about starting to plan, you want to start planning also too with your travel insurance being top of the list. And my friends and my buddies over at Allianz Travel Insurance are definitely there to help you with that. So check out their website, AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Now I want to jump in transition now to switch gears a little bit from the travel insurance, but keep that on the top of the list, to a couple of my tips for visiting the Galapagos Islands. And some of these are little unknown facts about sailing in the Galapagos, but also too, some of them are just things that you want to keep in mind just anytime you're going on a cruise. Now, with the Galapagos Islands, most of the boats are small, and I would recommend taking the smaller boats too, like what Latin Trails offers. And there are no more than 16 passengers or so on the boats, on most of the ships that are sailing. And the reason why is that they have less impact on the island. So if you are having conservation in mind, definitely look at taking the smaller boats. And there are lots of options there, but just check with Latin Trails. Now, here's something I was surprised to find out too, is that no flushing toilet paper down the toilet. So you're like, well, okay, so what am I going to do with it then if I can't flush it? So you deposit all paper products into the trash can. And therefore, your cabin is, of course, checked throughout the day, and the toilet is cleaned several times throughout the day. So the person who's keeping everything clean and neat will be going into your room throughout the day to handle that. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and you guys are listening to me talk about the Galapagos Islands. I recently had a trip there, and I'm trying to encourage and inspire you guys to go there as well. So let me finish wrapping up here with a couple of things about some little unknown things that I was not aware of when I set sail to the Galapagos Islands. So I just talked about the paper products, and that is one that's probably a little surprising. But there are solutions to it, and no problem, nothing, you know, unpleasant about that whole experience at all. Then the next thing I want to share with you is that there are no Wi-Fi signals or cell signals during most of your trip. So make sure you contact your loved ones, let them know that you're okay, there are no problems. If they're trying to reach you for a couple of days and they can't, that is just, there are no signals out there in the middle of the ocean where the islands are located. So make all of your phone calls when you can, check emails and send texts and Facebook and social media and all those things during the times when you do have a signal, because there are no guarantees that you'll have lots of signal while you are sailing. Now, if you have any balance issues also too, the hiking trails are very natural. They're not cleared or anything like that for you. So if you have balance issues with keeping your balance when you walk and when you're hiking, make sure that you work on that before you go on your trip. And also I would recommend too, taking along one of those trekking poles to just help you keep your balance as well, because you will be walking over very rocky paths. And in many cases, huge boulder rocks will be in the path that you are walking over. So it's not like you step over one boulder and then you're on flat land again. You're actually stepping onto some of the boulders. And also, too, volcanic rock. And those can be a little rough on your feet. So make sure you bring along that trekking pole. Work on your balance a little bit before you start heading over to the Galapagos. And with all that said, too, bring a pair of comfortable walking, hiking shoes along with socks, because your feet will shift a little bit in your shoes going across those rocks. So make sure you have a good pair of those. And also a pair of sandals, which are good for hiking and trekking, but are also waterproof. Because you may have heard when Miguel was talking about the wet landing. So you're getting off the boat in the water about up to your knees, and then you're walking over to the shore. So you definitely want to have both of those types of shoes. Purchase a backpack made of like a thin nylon material that you can actually kind of roll and pack and then pull it out. Something that's lightweight, waterproof, because you will want to pack towels, change of shoes, sunscreen, which you definitely want to make sure you bring that as well. Also too, a light snack, because you may be out hiking 3 or 4 hours. So you want to make sure you have that as well. And use bottled water for brushing your teeth, and bring along cash. Credit cards are not that widely accepted, nor are $100 bills. So make sure you bring smaller bills as well. Now, the ship provides things like wetsuits for diving, but if you're bringing your own snorkeling and diving gear, keep that in mind with your baggage allowances, because they only allow 50 pounds per bag. And you'll need a passport, of course, because you're going out of the country. So make sure you have your passport up to date. And also make copies of all of your documents, including your passport, and email that to yourself. So if something gets lost or you need to refer to something, you're able to find it in many different ways. Now, I want you to go to my website, travelbagswithanita.com, because I have a whole list of how you can get started planning your trip to the Galapagos, things you need to take. Some of the things, too, that I experienced, like the things about balance and the paths and how you'll be walking over things, too. So a lot of tips on firsthand experience, because I just got back and I was there as a guest of Latin Trail. So I want to take this moment also, too, to thank them for allowing me to realize is one of my dream vacations, because you guys know I've traveled a lot. So a lot of times my list, when I'm looking at places where I want to go, I'm like, oh, maybe. But here was one that I wanted to do for a long, long time. Now we're going to wrap up here. Thank you guys for listening today. If you want to hear the show again, go to the website, travelbagswithanita.com. Now the show today has been brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. They are your road buddy. So make sure you take them along and start planning them as part of your planning process early on. Get them on board with you. Check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Thanks for joining me. See you guys in 2 weeks back with another great destination. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.